been just over a year and 3 months, I would say, since that devastating fire on Table Mountain and that swept through UCT, really gutted large swaths of Jagger Library. If you're a student at UCT or if you're just a lover of libraries, you would remember the depth of knowledge that was in that library and the archives that happened to be there. And we're speaking today to Professor Alison Lewis regarding their Jagger Library project at UCT, trying to reimagine and pull the pieces together. Good morning, Professor Lewis. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rafilwe. Thanks very much.
Certainly. Help us understand the reimagining Jagger Library project. I imagine this has been quite a journey for you.
Yes, it has. And I've been running a piece of the project as part of the VC's Futures Think Tank, which is all about UCT thinking itself into the future. What's interesting is that there's a standard process for building buildings at UCT, which goes through a very rigorous tender process. And what we wanted to do here was to do something that was more inclusive and generated more ideas, was more creative, and helped us to really think our way around what Jagger could be, not just rebuilding the building again.
I see. And does that include students as well and members of the community in and around sort of the area?
Yes. So we've run quite a few events, which we've called Imaginariums. And that's when we invite students, various stakeholders, to come and participate in workshops and create ideas around the new Jagger. And that's included primary school students, grade 6 and 7 students. It's included UCT's 100 Up program students, as well as stakeholders across the university and beyond the university.
That's incredible. And what has the result been?
It's actually been great. There's been, I mean, as you can imagine, a range of different content. Our grade 6 and 7 students produced drawings and images, and we gave them Lego and various creative tools to work with. We also have run a session with UCT architecture students as part of their program. So that's also been interesting. So we actually, at the moment, we have a range of different media, including, as I said, drawings and creations. And what we want to do now is put them together for an exhibition, which we're going to be holding at UCT to try and showcase the different inputs we've had.
I mean, an exhibition is wonderful, and that's really great. But how does one pull those ideas all together into what you will finally have as the new Jagger?
You're asking the most important question. Yeah. So those are just a kind of ideas bank. And after that, we're going to go through the formal tender process. But as part of the process, we will make this ideas bank available. And so as an architecture firm or a set of professionals who are putting your tender together, you would be expected to make use of this ideas bank in the process of developing your ideas for new Jagger.
Fabulous stuff. We're really excited for the journey ahead. When do you think, I suppose, you'll break ground on the new Jagger project?
I'm not sure about that. The exhibition is going to happen in the next month or two. And then we'll start the formal tender process. And then I suppose it depends how long the design takes. And then, of course, the building. So not anytime very soon.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. And sorry, I didn't realize the tender hadn't even started, the new tender process. So, yes, we'll look forward to the exhibition and, of course, the revival and the reimagining of Jagger Library. Thank you so much for joining us, Professor Alison Lewis.
Thanks very, very much.
All right, then. All the best.